earlier this week, three BBC Arabic journalists were arrested and beaten by government forces in Libya while reporting on the conflict there. The team was detained at an army checkpoint outside the western city of Zawiya. They were blindfolded, handcuffed, and threatened with mock executions. After their release, they were able to describe their ordeal. Reporter Faraz Kalani was singled out for especially brutal treatment.
When we arrived at this area, this place, this detention center, scary place, as soon as I get out of the car, one of the guys, soldiers, he hit me by his gun, his Kalashnikov, on my back. I dropped on the ground, and then they asked me to put my hands behind my head, and then I start hear this gun machine, and I feel it's just behind me. At this moment, I felt that it's just minutes, and they would shoot me. At this moment, that if they decide to do this, they will do it. I can't do anything. I just close my eyes and ask my God to help me.
His colleague, cameraman Gökte Karaltan, says other prisoners in the detention center were beaten as well.
I can't describe how bad was it. They were, most of them, hooded and handcuffed really tightly, all swollen hands, broken ribs. They were in agony. They were screaming. There was a big operation going on there. And from second floor, I heard a lot of screaming. And I can't describe. It was horrible. The worst thing I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a lot of bad stuff.
For more on the BBC team detained in Libya and live updates on the situation there, go to theworld.org.